This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. Of course, all you good guys out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. If you've tuned in and you don't recognize the voice, it's not Bradley Dean, it's Tim Brown. I'm the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. And for our Muslim friends, I'm the infidel that Allah warned you about. I hold to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God, and I'll be filling in for Bradley today. Live from the U.S.-occupied great state of South Carolina, here in the bunker, where it is gorgeous outside, but for my allergies, it is awful. My eyes have been itching for 3 days. I woke up feeling like somebody's sitting on my chest, and just I've had a tough time. So any of you who believe in the power of prayer, even to deliver from allergies, please keep me in your prayers. If you'd like to call in at any time today, the number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. You can also check us out online at sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Bradley is up in the north. He's up among the Yankees, and he's going to be speaking to, I believe that's Occupy 2019. Coming up this weekend. So if you're up in the area, Massachusetts area, Ohio, I believe it is, you want to check that out. Get in there and hear Bradley, Coach Dave, and several other Christian men who are not just sitting in the pulpit. They're going and doing what needs to be done, just like our forefathers did. Again, if you'd like to join at any time, 1-866-582-9933. Happy to have you with us. I want to point you over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. And, you know, I really wrestled with where to go with things today simply because I'm dealing with an ongoing story, and I just have it within me that I want to bring you that story again. If you have not heard it and some of the new information that's coming out and what will come out, I'll give you a preview of what will come out beginning in the next segment. So you want to stay tuned with that. Already one person is dead. The governor's office in Florida, Ron DeSantis, will not comment on it. The Florida bar will not comment on it. They're dragging their feet with an investigator on this issue. The attorney general and the lieutenant governor in Florida are silent on this. There is a sheriff down in Lee County who knows what's going on. I've already been informed he's reading the articles, and I just decided to post it on his little Facebook post there for the sheriff's office so that people will know what's going on. And when we unveil this, people like Sean Hannity and Governor DeSantis are going to need to answer the people as to why they quietly backed off this particular sheriff without saying why. Just remove their tweets, remove their endorsements of this guy, and this is something you can act on, America. You say, I know some of you are probably at the end of Bradley shows going, what can I do? What can I do? This is something anybody out there can do that has a phone or you have access to email. Okay? So stick with me through the hour. I'm going to give you the ways you can do that. It's very simple. I've done it myself. I'm not asking you to do anything that I haven't done. So stick with me on that. On sonsoflibertymedia.com, deceived loser, and that's what she is, Stacey Abrams. She says the Georgia bill banning abortions when baby's heartbeat begins is, quote unquote, evil. Now, look, I've seen through it because I've questioned a lot of these, quote unquote, pro-life bills from the beginning because they are not pro-life. What they are is they put regulations in place that said if you jump through this hoop, if you don't do it by this, if you don't, then you can murder the baby. And that's considered pro-life. It's not pro-life. It's still pro-death. It's just regulating the death to a set of specifics. If you don't believe me, there was a former senator in Oklahoma who did something very similar. And he said babies were still being murdered by the thousands, even with that in there. And he repented before God because he understood God does not allow the murder of innocents at all, at any age, whether in the womb or out of the womb. Okay? In fact, you people who might want to quote tooth for a tooth, eye for an eye kind of thing, limb for limb, that comes from the very section where two men are fighting, a woman steps in front of them where she's pregnant, and the baby is either killed or it's maimed or whatever, and he says, this is life for life. Okay? You say, well, the woman wasn't making that choice. She was... You can give me that all you want to. Abortion is the premeditated, paid hitman kind of a murder. And all of us would be appalled at a husband who paid a hitman to murder his wife or a wife who paid a hitman to murder her husband. But somehow, when it's a baby that we can't see in the womb, we're just fine with that. I don't know why that is, but that's the way we are. It's human nature. It's part of our sin nature. It's something that we need to be delivered of, and we have a Savior. His name is Jesus Christ, who delivers such sinners from not only the thinking like that, but even the sins that are like that. And the Bible says he washes us white as snow, and he delivers us from those sins so we don't commit those sins anymore. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. There's a viral video, speaking of abortion. It keeps disappearing on social media. I can't imagine why. It sets the record straight on what should be banned to save lives, and it's not guns. You got to check it out. These guys are great with their presentation. It's only a little over a minute. Do yourself a favor. Check that out, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and then share it with your friends, okay? Also, from our friend Lynn Taylor, she often does education stuff. She digs through the bills. She shows you what's going on. It doesn't matter what administration it is, whether it's Obama, whether it's Trump. She is showing you what's going on in the education. It's really indoctrination. It's illegal under the 10th Amendment of our Constitution, but even Trump is pushing this too. Betsy DeVos is not your friend. She's pushing a UN agenda as well. The latest backdoor bills and federal overreach sponsored and co-sponsored by 2020 presidential candidates. You'll check some of these out at sonsoflibertymedia.com. An LAPD cop is guilty of raping a fellow cop and his quote-unquote good friend, his 13-year-old daughter, in their home. With friends like that, who needs enemies? Also, New York Democrats passed a tax on pain. On the other side of the break that's coming up, we're going to talk about the story of Deanna Williams and the latest news on that. The first casualty out of this story has occurred, and those in authority in Florida are silent. Hang on.
Hi, friends. This is Coach Dave Dobenmeyer. Have you ever wanted to meet Bradley Dean face-to-face, eyeball-to-eyeball? Well, April 12th through the 14th is your chance. Occupy2019.com, Canton, Ohio, one of the Midwest's premier conferences. Russ Dizdar, Bradley Dean, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, and others are going to teach you how to get in the game. Occupy2019.com, Canton, Ohio. We'll see you there.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's Word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We're not doing Chinese buffet, so if you want to join in on the conversation, please give me a call. I'm also live streaming on Facebook. For those who are on my Facebook page, you can watch. It's not anything glamorous or anything. You're going to see an ugly guy here talking. But if you want to do that, you can do that at my Facebook page for my Facebook friends. What I want to talk to you about is a very serious issue. I've been embroiled in this story for several weeks now, and it's enough to turn your stomach. It's enough to break your heart. It's enough to make you want to do something at some point. I mean, that you can have action to where you can make a difference in something. And at least you can feel like it, which is something politicians will not tell you how to do. And frankly, a lot of news outlets won't tell you what you can do. A lot of people are sitting here going, well, what can we do? And frankly, I figure most of those people asking are adults. You know how to use a search engine. Just put the things in and send some emails, make some phone calls, do something. This involves a story of a Florida woman. We've had her on the radio before a couple of weeks ago, named Deanna Williams. Now, Deanna Williams was the victim of rape back in 2009. This was by a very prominent, still prominent, Major League Baseball player. That's all I'm going to leave it at. That case, she tried to go the criminal route. She was presented money, like $1 million, to settle that case and not go a criminal route, a criminal trial. And she rejected that. She wanted justice. And when the law enforcement agency down there in Lee County would not file criminal charges against this man, she had no alternative but to go the civil route. And so she sought that, and she got a settlement in that case. That is an undisclosed amount. There are a lot of things in a non-disclosure agreement that she cannot reveal. And we respect that. So I've not pursued what the amount were, was, or any of that. But in the process of that, after that was finished, Gloria Allred was her attorney at the time of the settlement. You're all familiar with her. She promotes herself as one who goes for women's rights. She is one who, you know, stands up for women and this, that, and the other out of California. We also know that Ms. Allred has this capacity for getting good settlements, okay, getting things done there. So when her attorneys bowed out of a contingency relationship they have with her, and in Florida, if you have a contingency, that means you're taking the case based on whatever the outcome is, the settlement payments of that, and what you're going to do is you're going to take and you're going to take a portion, I think it was 40% was what her retainer was with the previous attorneys, and that's part of a court record. I'm not disclosing anything. I shouldn't be. They were going to take 40% of whatever she got out of it, okay? Those guys bowed out, and they claimed this, this, and this. She wasn't doing this. She wasn't doing that, whatever, okay? They didn't file any liens, but I do have emails confirming that the new team, which included Gloria Allred, her partner, Nathan Goldberg, and a Florida attorney that they brought in to handle it because they don't have a license to practice in Florida, Jonathan Heller, they came in. They understood there were fees that were going to be, you know, that they were going to take care of. And their retainer agreement specifically says that they'll take care of those fees. They didn't take care of those fees, or this case that has been going on since 2013 wouldn't be going on. And Ms. Allred, in her response to me, was that the thing going on now has nothing to do with our representation. It has everything to do with Ms. Allred's representation. Everything. Had she paid these attorneys, they wouldn't be coming after her. In fact, the attorney that's leading the charge now wasn't even part of the original lawsuit. He wasn't a part of the original rate case settlement before. Even the guys who were contingency. What happened was you had a guy who was part of that, who eventually worked for this guy, and this guy, the attorney who was originally working for Ms. Williams, moved around law firms like changing your underwear, literally. I mean, in 2 or 3 years, he was at about 5 law firms. So, in all of this, if you've been following the Sons of Liberty media, and if you haven't, you can go on there and you can do a search for Deanna Williams, D-E-A-N-N-A, Williams. You'll find the stories. I think I've done, I was kind of surprised at how the time has flown. There's 6 or 8 articles out there now. The latest one is one person now dead in case against rape victim. When will Governor DeSantis, the Attorney General in Florida, bar intervene? Governor DeSantis, if you happen to be getting this passed along, Attorney General Ashley Moody, anybody from the Florida bar who has some morality about them, you understand your position that God, that, I mean, you're the minister of God according to Romans 13. And you're not acting. You won't even respond to a comment from a reporter. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9. I'll give you the floor. Please explain to us why nobody is at least putting the brakes on to investigate the amount of corruption, not only in the judiciary system, but in among the attorneys that she hired. She's got 2 attorneys down there. Okay? One, she alleges intercepted a payment of $200,000 from her rape settlement. Where Cornell? I called Mr. Cornell. He returned my call late at night. Told me he had inherent right when I asked him, did he have a written authorization to do it? Because he didn't have inherent right to receive money from a previous settlement he was not involved in. Another attorney that she hired immediately after that, because Mr. Cornell, how shall I put this delicately, urinated on himself outside the courtroom, entered the courtroom with it all over his pants, and she wanted him to withdraw. And she hired another attorney Michael Chiannopoulos. I have asked for Michael Chiannopoulos to give me a comment. Michael Chiannopoulos was formerly, I believe it was the U.S. Air Force. I believe that's correct. He was in the military. Let me put it that way. He was also a judge in Oklahoma. Mr. Chiannopoulos had many accusations, not only from strippers, but also female attorneys and male attorneys who said he acted inappropriately with other females. He was even having some of these people, this was the allegations against him, that he was having some of these females come into his office every week for their drug tests. And the insinuation was he was getting a little more than the routine court information, if you will. Okay? Judges in that area voted to oust him. The judges, his own peers, voted to oust him over this. He goes down to Florida. I have an anonymous source with evidence. He continues to do some of the same things of calls late at night, texts and such, that he keeps doing there. Is the Florida bar investigating this? They tell me, Mr. Brown, you have to have a sworn complaint. Read their website. Go to the Florida bar. Read their website. Sometimes they initiate investigations based on media reports. But yet they want to put this off. Governor Ron DeSantis will not comment on it. Quietly stepped away from the sheriff that's involved in this, who is authorized to arrest Ms. Williams and all of the injustice that she's facing in the court system. And I can take you through it. I can take you through the court documents, and I can show you why there's a problem there. We have a judge that was in the case who took half of her money, the $200,000 that Ware Cornell intercepted, gave $100,000 to her, $100,000 to her plaintiff. This is the guy who's supposed to be defending her. He's giving $100,000 to this attorney who had nothing to do with the original case, seeking to get over $1 million from her. And I have emails from her later attorney, Michael Chiannopoulos, between him and the attorney who is going after her, who's wanting her arrested, where it seems like there is some bit of collusion. Happy to share that with you, not in the next article, maybe the next one. I'm not sure, because I've got to focus on the next one, and I'll tell you a little bit about that in the next segment that's coming up here shortly. We're at the halfway point here on SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Buckle up. Next half hour, I'm going to throw a lot at you. I want you to act, people. You're looking for a way you can make a difference in your country? Start with this link.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
One person is dead in a massive gas explosion in downtown Durham, North Carolina. A firefighter is also in critical condition, and at least 15 other people are injured. Durham resident Devontae Smith tells WRAL-TV,
"It was just weird. I just didn't feel right for a second, and I got off the bus, and there were police officers stopping us from going downtown, and I looked up, and I smelled the smoke, and I was just like, wow, it's crazy."
Attorney General Bill Barr believes the FBI spied on President Trump's 2016 presidential campaign. Barr says he will be investigating how the Russia investigation began. Republican Senator John Thune of South Dakota believes
these questions that are being raised, I think, are valid ones. If governmental power was used to abuse the rights of American citizens, that's something that we need to know. Now, my experience is that the Attorney General is a very straight shooter.
The senator was speaking there on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Pros know getting your next job means doing this one right. Lowe's is here to help with brands you need to power through any job. Like Hitachi Power Tools, soon to be known as Metabo HPT. Same tools, same warranty, new name. Stop in today and save during our Spring Black Friday sale and get up to 25% off select Hitachi Power Tools, like a 10-inch compound miter saw for just $99. For tools you can trust to get the job done right, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 4/14. See store for details, U.S. only.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Halfway through here. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Governor DeSantis, any of your people listening down there? Sheriff Carmine down there in Lee County, you're welcome to call 1-866-582-9933. Attorney Ashley Moody, we'd love to have your comment on why this continues to go on in your state of Florida. This attack on a woman who has been the victim of rape, and now it seems that the system is raping her over and over and over again. Okay. Let me focus on this. I have contacted each of the people that I just mentioned. We know for a fact, and I have the reference number here. I spoke with a nice lady from the Florida bar named Francine Walker, who communicated to me that there was a reference number with a Florida bar investigator that has been assigned to Ms. Williams. However, he's not contacted her. It's been almost 2 weeks. Okay, he's not contacted her. She needs him to contact her in order to file a sworn complaint. The reason she needs this is because she has multiple sclerosis. Now, I did some investigation on what multiple sclerosis does. I was just probably like many of you going, that sounds like some kind of crippling disease, and it is. But it begins to cripple you from the inside out. First thing it affects is your eyes. In fact, you can discover that sometimes your optical nerves will just shut down. Things aren't just blurry. They're just shut out. Okay? You can't read anything. Therefore, you can't fill out paperwork. Even things on the computer are very difficult to do. It also affects your ability to make good decisions. Look that up, too, as far as MS is concerned. And all that's been asked of this investigator is, hear my story, help me put together the complaint. I'll sign it, I'll swear to it, I'll get it notarized, whatever we have to do, okay, to get the ball rolling here. So far, nothing from the Florida bar investigator. Now, understand this. the first Florida bar investigator that was assigned to the case. His wife was best friends with the sheriff of Lee County. That's a problem because this guy is the father of the baby that just died. This is the wife that was just lost due to all the stress that has been given in this case. Okay? I believe that life begins at conception. It does. And therefore, I believe that when you lose a baby, you lost a life. The court was made aware that this was a high-risk pregnancy. The attorneys involved, including Scott Major of Major Peruas, have been made aware this was a high-risk pregnancy. And what did they do? They kept pushing it. And why did they push it? Because Ms. Williams had committed a crime? Really? Is that what was going on? No. She had tried to abide by the court's order by March the 27th to have a deposition with her accuser, who wasn't even part of the original thing, who's trying to get her for over $1 million, Scott Major. She made several attempts by fax, email, and phone on the dates that's recorded, easily verified, and Major Peruas would not even so much as return a call. And then when they did, they said, well, how about April the 17th? They have continued after that time, even after a arrest warrant was issued for her. They have continued to try to pursue her for deposition on April 17th, and she's asked, will you rescind the writ to have her arrested? And they go, heartless people, will you come in on April 17th? Maybe somebody wants to call Major Peruas. I can get that number and make it available to you as well. See what's going on. Let's put the heat on these people. Let's turn the light on these people as to what's going on. You say, Tim, maybe you're just misguiding this. Look, I've looked. Whatever's been said, I've asked for the documentation. Some things I can't document, and most of those are in the rape case. Okay? They're not in this one. Everything else I've been pretty much able to verify either through phone or I've been able to verify through another attorney down in Florida, Miss Nicole Spence, which, by the way, I'll give her a shout out. She's at Affordable Law. I think it's Affordable, SWFL.com. I'm not sure exactly. I'll get you that in the next thing because she needs to be supported there. Down there in Florida, she took a big stand by filing a motion on behalf of Ms. Williams just to keep the issue alive till it can be heard, till Ms. Williams can get actual representation. She doesn't have any money. Even the money she got from her settlement has been used to pay attorneys. In many cases, those attorneys have taken money from her or given it away negligently. So, the stress of this case has ultimately led to the death, the stillborn death, of her child, baby boy. Let me give you just a little bit of a letter that Ms. Williams issued to the court at the end of March. You can see this at leeclerk.org. If you have the case number, if you want to just message me in the bottom because I didn't put it in this article, I'll be happy to give it to you. You can look at all the case records here. Here's what she said. The level of Major's hubris, this is Scott Major of Major Peruas, while requesting that a rape victim with multiple sclerosis dealing with complications of a high-risk pregnancy and PTSD be jailed for contempt while not turning over extensive financial documents, which are nearly impossible to provide after losing her home due to Ms. Major's theft of hundreds of thousands of dollars, is astonishing. It would shock the conscience of anyone who possesses a conscience. Mr. Major is not a victim of anything, but an individual who knowingly bought the rights to sue a rape victim for profit after Michael Dolce abandoned the case after Dolce missed important deadlines and walked out of mediation in the underlying case. That's the rape case. It was settled. Crying when opposing counsel didn't want to hear explicit details of Dolce being anally raped by a child. Well, who wants to hear that? Nobody does. Okay? She continues, it is in light of Mr. Major's repeated dishonesty and omission of relevant fact before the court that I ask that all attempts to threaten and intimidate using the court as a weapon to stop immediately. I ask that deposition respect my disabilities as a woman with multiple sclerosis and complex medical issues at present. Remember, this is the end of last month, okay? I ask that deposition is set at a time that works for both parties and I'm no longer threatened with arrest. She's not trying to get out of the deposition or follow the court order. She's asking, look, there's a serious issue here. It's a medical issue. It involves two lives, mine and my baby's. Can the court not accommodate any of this? The court is oblivious to this. Judge Shenko down there is oblivious, just as Judge J.B. Rossman was in turning over $100,000 to Scott Major. By the way, Judge Rossman was busted in a prostitute sting just weeks later. Unfortunately, due to Mr. Major, this is continuing her letter, unfortunately, due to Mr. Major's continued possession of funds stolen from me by fraud upon the court, I am unable to be represented by counsel. You can't get, you know, state-appointed counsel when you're in a civil matter. She's either going to represent herself, which she knows nothing of how to do concerning the law, or she has to have representation. You wonder why there's a GoFundMe thing there? She's got to have about $15,000 to retain a lawyer. And I can verify with you, she's used that $15,000 over and over again with lawyers who have then turned on her and betrayed her and failed to represent her properly. Where Cornell, Michael Chiannopoulos, same thing. I can say that because I've spoken to both men, and they ignore the obvious. I am vulnerable as I have been denied the right to have representation due to thefts, erroneously reflected in the court records as legitimate funds received by Scott Major. I tend to agree with that. I am asking that my health and safety be respected during and before deposition. I am requesting deposition be scheduled at a time agreeable to both parties. I look forward to the record accurately reflecting what has happened in this case as opposed to Mr. Major's version of events as a party who did not participate in the underlying case, and yet he's got a judgment by a judge busting a prostitute sting for over $1 million. Does that sound like justice to you, America? Does it? Does that sound like this is an admirable and upstanding man? I could read you his email. I won't do that at the point because I'm saving that. That is sort of my ace in the hole in a future article. And I'll let the people of Florida determine whether or not Mr. Major and Major Pruis are upstanding ethical attorneys. Moral, right at the foundation, because isn't morality what the law is based upon in this case? We can get into the technicalities, and if you want to go down that road, I've got some words from Jesus for you on that about the whole, we didn't swear by the gold of the temple. When Jesus called him out about swearing by the temple. You know, if you want to go down a technical road, you can go down and do that, and you can follow the letter of the law that way if that's what you want to do. But everybody sees the immorality that's coming in all of this. Now, I've got about 20 seconds here. There's a baby that's dead. It's dead because the court wouldn't listen. It's because attorneys who represent her did not represent her properly. It's because an attorney who didn't have any business being in this is in it and still continuing to go after her. And because now there's a conflict of interest with the sheriff who is assigned to arrest her. Final segment coming up, SunsLibertyRadio.com, SunsLibertyMedia.com. Other side, we'll catch you.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Terry Hurlbut, and I run Conservative News and Views. Bradley Dean is one of my most valuable contributors. He's honest, forthright, pulls no punches, and tells people what they need to hear, whether or not it's what they want to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
As soon as we're back out in our yard, yep, we get company.
Dandelions, lurking crabgrass, and wheat-thin grass. But Scout's Turf Builder Triple Action takes care of them all. Now, with one bag, you can kill weeds, prevent crabgrass for up to 4 months, and feed for greener grass. Triple Action, so your lawn thrives, guaranteed. Only from Scott's.
Weeds aren't welcome here.
This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Triple Action today.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Okay, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty final segment here. 1-866-582-9933, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Governor DeSantis, hey, want to give me a call from your limo or whatever? Fine. Attorney General Ashley Moody, Florida Bar, Sheriff Carmine down there in Lee County. I know you're familiar with the stories. Give me a call. Set the record straight. If I'm out of line here, if I'm wrong about what's going on, please let me know. Michael Chiannopoulos, Ware Cornell, Judge Rossman, Judge Shanko, please give us a call. Many of you, for this is a public record. This isn't something that's non-disclosure for the most part. It's really not. To hide behind that, when there's court records that indicate what you're doing and what you're accused of, it's absolutely incredible. Okay, so Ms. Williams alleged that the second $200,000 was promised to Mr. Major. Okay? Promised to him. Actually, I'm sorry. It was the first $200,000. Mr. Cornell, he said, you can't hire another attorney and get rid of me because I've already promised that to Scott Major. Later, she claims that she was forced to sign a piece of paper to turn over part of that money that was stolen from her by Ware Cornell, that she alleges was stolen by Michael Chiannopoulos, saying we'll get that money back later, but you got to sign this to get it done now. Folks, in all my life, you could not write this story. In fact, if Ms. Williams, when Ms. Williams, I don't want to say if, when she gets out of this, there's going to be a tremendous story that a book could be written about, a movie could be written out about. But you know what? Ms. Williams isn't interested in that. She would like for all of this to remain private. And she's told me that several times. I don't know that I want to tell this. Now she's in a place where she doesn't have any option but to let it all out. Okay? She's in a place where there she doesn't have anything else to hold on to. Family members of Ms. Williams contacted then-Governor Rick Scott. Yeah, the guy you think that is all Mr. Conservative down there was running for U.S. Senate. About then-Undersheriff Marcino. That's Carmine Marcino. He's the sheriff down there in Lee County. His unethical pursuit of Ms. Williams via Facebook, as well as inappropriate comments on her pictures on Facebook, which have since been deleted, Governor Scott has remained silent on that. Governor DeSantis gave Sheriff Marcino his endorsement. He has since pulled that without a reason why. This is the reason why, people. Sean Hannity. Yeah, I like Sean Hannity. I like him as a person, okay? I know he's a Republican water boy for the most part, just like Rush Limbaugh is. But the fact of the matter is Sean Hannity deleted his tweet endorsing Sheriff Marcino once Ms. Williams was told by none other than rape victim Juanita Broderick. Yes, that Juanita Broderick of Clinton, I don't even know if you want to call it fame, infamous woman who has held fast to her story for decades that Bill Clinton raped her, pointed her, Miss Williams, to Sean Hannity's producer and said, he needs to know about this. He pulled the tweet. They didn't take her story, but he did pull the tweet where he endorsed Sheriff Marcino. And if Sheriff Marcino is listening, I have the evidence of your unethical behavior, which will be released in the next article that I release. I'm not doing that to get people to follow sonsoflibertymedia.com. That's not the issue. The issue is that when I have the evidence, I'm going to put it out there. This is not something that's protected by some kind of national security, classified information, or whatever. And should something happen to me in the case, it doesn't come at my hand. It's coming at somebody else's hand. I'm going to tell you. But me and my family are ready, should that happen. But the issue is this. This is a pretty small potatoes issue that should have been dealt with from the first. Gloria Allred could have stopped this at the first by paying the attorneys. Now it's turned into a full-blown cover-up, and I'm going to name them. It's not just the Florida judiciary that has a problem here. It's not just the Florida bar that has a problem here. It's not just the governor's office that has a problem here and remaining silent here. It is not just the attorney general that has a problem remaining silent here. It's not even just the local media there in Fort Myers that has a problem here. This is demonstrating that the entire state of Florida is willing to throw a woman and her unborn child under the bus, neglect it for political purposes, whatever they may be. Whether it is to remain sheriff of a county, whether it is to remain governor of a state, whether it is to remain attorney general of the state, whether it is to remain whatever in the state. The Florida Law Enforcement Department, the FDLE, Florida Department of Law Enforcement, you guys knew about this sheriff. From the beginning, she gave you the same information that I have, the same evidence that I have, Ms. Williams. And you told her, we can't let that out or we'll have to suspend him. The local media there in Fort Myers, who covered the story of her pregnancy, and the sheriff, you guys didn't want to do it either because you knew he would have to step down. And Sheriff Marcina, you're all about yourself. The evidence that I have seen tells me you care nothing about this woman because you care nothing about the child. You care about your career. And that's what you've always done. And that's always the truth with immature, selfish men. Ladies and gentlemen of Lee County, you watch your back over a man like that. Okay? I have called the Florida Bar. I have called the governor's office. I have sought for these people just to stand up and just put the brakes on it. I said, don't overturn anything. Just put the brakes on it. Let this lady have representation. She hasn't had that. Everybody, virtually everybody she's hired at one point or another has basically betrayed her. She's paid out good money for them to betray her in this case. It's an ongoing case. And so I ask, where are you, Governor DeSantis? You claim you're conservative. You claim you're for the law. What are you doing with the lawbreakers in your state? Attorney General Ashley Moody, what are you doing? What are you doing there in that state? Ms. Williams has also contacted people in the Trump administration. She did get a response from that. But the question is, what are you guys doing? I got a White House government petition up there to have the FBI investigate wire fraud related to Ware Cornell and $200,000. That's a lot of money over an American citizen. What happened to America First, President Trump? What happened to you being pro-life? Even after you spent over $1 billion, you signed the legislation to spend over $1 billion with Planned Parenthood, which people who are on my Facebook don't even realize that you've done. They think you're pro-life. You continue to fund the American Holocaust. No, I'm not off. No, I'm not wrong. I know what I'm talking about. Do your own homework. See it for yourself, people. Open your eyes and quit idolizing men. I thought we were supposed to support the law. I thought that's what we were supposed to do. Not a man, not Trump, not Obama, not Hillary, not pick your favorite politician. And we're supposed to do it so the evildoers are the ones who are in fear, not those who are the victims of lawbreakers like Ms. Williams. Does Ms. Williams have her faults? Yep. Does she ever sin? Yep. Talk with her about that before the radio show. But there are lawbreakers in South Florida, in the judiciary, attorneys. And I'm just throwing the question out there. Is this what's going on in the governor's office? Is this what's going on in the attorney general's office? Is this what's going on in the Florida bar? Are you guys covering for criminals? Is that what you're doing? Because I'm not getting any comments in my email. I ain't getting my phone ringing off the hook. But you're welcome to call me. In the meantime, contact 850-488-7146. That's Governor DeSantis. 850-414-3300. That's Attorney General Ashley Moody. And the Florida Bar, 850-562-5600. I'll be back with you tomorrow. And thank you.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.